once again as we gather to listen to another terrifying story based in our beautifully tragic city of Corpus Christi. Tonight, we listen to the tale of the Lexington. The USS Lexington, once a proud vessel of the sea, now rests as a silent museum, its corridors echoing with the whispers of history. But for Sailor Abel, the echoes tell a different tale, a tale of time entwined with the present and the past. Abel had always been drawn to the sea, its vastness a mirror to the depths of his own soul. The USS Lexington was more than just a ship to him. It was a home, a keeper of secrets, a silent witness to the storms he weathered both outside and within. That night, the one that would forever change the course of his existence began like any other. The moon was a silver in the sky, casting a pale glow over the waters that cradled the Lexington. Abel stood watch, the rhythmic lapping of the waves, a soothing symphony to his ears. But as the clock struck midnight, a sudden fog enveloped the ship, thick and suffocating. Abel's breath caught in his throat as the temperature dropped, a coldness seeping into his bones. The ship creaked ominously, and the sea fell silent, as if holding its breath. Abel's instincts screamed at him to find his crewmates, but they were nowhere to be found. The mess hall, once filled with ruckus laughter, now lay deserted. The remnants of unfinished meals, a testament to the suddenness of the crew's disappearance. Panic set in as Abel raced through the ship, the clangs and bangs growing ever closer. He could feel the presence of something otherworldly, a force unseen but deeply felt. It was as if the very essence of the Lexington had come alive, its history bleeding into the present. The crew was gone. The ship was adrift in a fog as thick as smoke, and the darkness seemed to swallow the very air he breathed. The only sounds were the creaking of the ship and his own footsteps, which seemed too loud in the oppressive quiet. As he navigated the labyrinth-like passageways, a chill crept up his spine. The clangs of metal against metal resounded, sending shivers down his back. It was as if the ship itself was alive, its steel walls groaning and moaning with the weight of unseen forces. Abel's heart raced as he felt an unseen presence pursuing him. He dashed through the corridors, climbed ladders with trembling hands, and stumbled through the mess hall where laughter and camaraderie once filled the air. Now only shadows danced in the dim light. The chase continued, the banging growing louder, more insistent. Abel couldn't shake the feeling of being hunted, yet every time he glanced over his shoulder, there was nothing but the empty void of the ship's belly. It wasn't until he reached the deck that the truth dawned on him. The fog lifted, revealing groups of tourists with cameras. It wasn't until he reached the deck that the truth dawned on him. The fog lifted, revealing groups of tourists with cameras and curious eyes. They were the source of the noise, the cause of his terror. But as they passed right through him, oblivious to his presence, Abel realized the harrowing truth. He was the ghost trapped in the time loop, reliving his last moments over and over. The tourists, those living visitors who walked through the ship in daylight, were phantoms to him. Their faces blurred, their voices distorted. They were intruders in his realm. Yet he was the one unseen, unheard, a ghost in his own home. As Abel fled from the specters of the present, he stumbled upon the captain's quarters. The door cracked open, revealing a room untouched by time. There, in the dim light, he saw the captain's log, its pages fluttering as if caught in a breeze. The last entry was dated the very night of Abel's last memory, the words scrawled in a frantic hand. Mayday, mayday, we are not alone. The revelation hit Abel like a wave. He was the mayday call unanswered, the soul left behind. The Lexington was his purgatory, a vessel sailing through time, its course uncharted, its destination unknown. And so Abel wanders the decks of the Lexington, a sentinel to the past, his story a chilling whisper in the fog, a reminder that some sailors never leave their ship, even in death. The story of Sailor Abel and the USS Lexington continues to captivate those who hear it, a ghostly tale woven into the fabric of maritime lore, and perhaps if you listen closely, you can hear the echoes of Abel's footsteps on the still decks, a haunting melody that plays in the heart of the sea. Thank you once again for joining Tales of Corpus. We'll see you next time. Don't get lost in the fog.